Okay, Perek Beis in Rus. We spoke a lot about Perek Aleph and the Geirus the last year. Today we're going to talk about Perek Beis. Perek Beis, as the Mefarshim explain, really represents the reawakening of Klal Yisrael. The lashon is that Nami heard ki pokar Hashem es amoy. That the nation has gone up a madrege. Right? Pokal Hashem Asamay to give them food because they elevated themselves. It's interesting that the Perek starts with the day that they came. Chazal say, Ishtoi shel Boyaz Mesa. You look here in the Medrash. The Medrash says that the wife of Boyaz, Medrash Rabbah, Ishtoi shel Boyaz Mesa Bo'isei Hayoyim, V'nichnesu kol Yisrael l'gmilus chasodim. So, the whole Klal Yisrael went to the Levaya of the wife of Boaz. And that's what it says. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Ozul kol amal l'gmilus chasodim. Interesting. So, just to give you an idea, when we learn about the Shoftim, was a bad tkufa Klal Yisrael, right? The whole tkufa Sashayftim wasn't the best tkufa. How is it introduced? After the death of Yeshua ben Nun. When Yeshua ben Nun died, that started the tkufa Sashayftim, right? So think about it. How did that start? What does the Torah tell us? The Gemara in Shabbos Kufay? It starts with Klal Yisrael being misatzel be'espeidei shel chacham. It's fascinating. Something you can't miss, if you look. So the whole tekufa of the Shoftim starts with Klal Yisrael not properly giving a hesped, a kovet achron, to Yeshua ben Nun. That's how it starts. And how does the tekufa Shoftim end? Doing chesed with the meis. But Gantz Klal Yisrael went. So the bookends of the tekufa of the Shoftim started with Klal Yisrael neglecting chesed with the mace. And Chazal tells us over here that Ishtar shel Boaz Mesa v'nichnesu kol Yisrael ases k'milus chesed. Gantz Klal Yisrael. Now this whole perek really is all about k'milus chesed. That's what the perek's about. Right? It starts off with Rus and Arpa, then Rus and Nami, and then Boaz. The whole perek is about k'milus chesed. So I want to bring that out and tell you that this is another reason, because we spoke a lot before we started Megillas Rus, that one of the reasons we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos is because David HaMelech, the Yortzeitim. But now I'm going to tell you the other reason. There's several reasons. This Megillah is called the Megillah of Gemilus Chesed, right? Because it's full of Chesed. So if you look over here, what happens? Nami turns to her daughters-in-law. And what does she tell them before they left at the end of the parak, the last parak we already had? He says, Yas Hashem imochem chesed. Hashem should do kindness to you. And Nami uses the lashon, just like the chesed you did im ha-mesim v'imodi. Like the chesed you did with the mesim and with me. That's the lashon she uses. Yas Hashem imochem chesed. Kasher asisem im ha-mesim v'imi. That's the lashon. So if Shlomo Alkobetz says a gevaldig pshat, right? So when Nami is expressing her hakaras hatova to Rus and Arpa at the time, so she says, "You did chesed with the dead people and with me." Dead people; those were her two sons. Her two sons were alive. When Rus and Arpa were married to Nami, they were alive. So why is she saying imamesim? She should say, Kasher Asisem im Bonai, right, with my sons, Vimi. Why it's im Amesim Vimi? Their relationship was when they were alive. That's what he's coming to answer. So he says the following. He says, Yeroya, ki kishahoy son mechabdis oisi b'chaye b'nei, loy hoya chesed. If a daughter-in-law honors her mother-in-law while her husband is alive, it's not a raya that it's chesed. Could be she has moira for her husband, or she loves her husband, or she's scared of her husband. So in deference to her husband, she respects her husband's mother. It's not because she wants to be good to her mother-in-law. He says, "Avol ma she'atan oisus achshav uchesed imameisim she'atan nira she'me'avu shehoyel lachem atem zoyches voisin chesed im boni v'imodai." Now we could see that you weren't doing because you were afraid of them, right? Or you wanted to earn their love or something because they're dead. So Naomi was proving that the chesed of the daughters-in-law was real because their sons are no longer here. That's why she brought out Kasher Asisem im Amesim v'imodi. So Rav Shlomo Kabetz is saying that she was trying to bavarn, she was trying to show that this chesed was a real chesed. Right? But this it's still not the final test. Why is it not the final test? Because, could be, they still wanted to get out of Naomi something more. But Naomi already told them, how do I still have sons? I have no contacts. I'm not gonna be a shatran to get you any more boys. Right? So now Orpah Taka left. That means Orpah was still, the chesed that Orpah was doing was still based on hoping to get something out of Naomi. Rus, on the other hand, Verus Dovkobo. Rus's chesed was real chesed. It wasn't selfish chesed. It was real chesed. That's Rus. And that's Taka, how the parak starts. Chesed Shoisim Amesim is called Chesed Shalemes, because you're not Metzapel Ligmul. Which explains why the Tkufas HaShoeftim starts when we didn't do Chesed Shalemes. The Tkufas HaShoeftim ends when we did do Chesed Shalemes. So now I want to tie this into Matan Torah. So what's the reason? This is the second reason why we're reading Megillah Rus now. Because of this point of Chesed that's in the Megillah. Because we find by Matan Torah, Madrege, famous Madrege, Matan Torah, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Ki Ish Echod B'Levech. Famous pasuk, the Chazal Darshan, the Loshen Yochad of the pasuk, Ish Echad B'Levichot. That's the only thing we see before Matan Torah that was a condition Klal Yisrael had to have before he went to Matan Torah. Now, if you look in Parshas B'Shalach, you'll find the same, almost the same phrase by Mitzrayim. It says Vayirdof Mitzrayim Acha B'nei Yisrael, also Loshen Yochad. Right? Not Mitzriyim. And over there, Rashi brings on a Chazal. B'lev echot kish echot. Strange. The same Madrega that we had before Matan Torah, the Mitzriyim had. Vayirdof Mitzrayim, acha b'nei Yisrael, zogt Rashi. B'lev echot kish echot. Same thing. What's the difference? Pella, no? Shtukl Pella. Kamzal B'yankiv. Zatzal and many other Achroinim learn like Rabbi Yankiv. And he says you have to look at the difference in the words. Same words, but they're not put in the same order. By Matan Torah it says, Ki ish echad, b'lev echad. How does it say by Mitzriyim? B'lev echad, ki ish echad. Say, okay, what's the difference? Rabbi Yankiv said there's an unbelievable difference. Ki ish echad, b'lev echad means, I care about you. I care about you. Because I care about you, we're like one. We're Ish Echad, and we're like Lev Echad. Lev Echad, Ki Ish Echad is a different story. Lev Echad means we both have the same desire. The Lev represents the Taivas HaLev, right? You and I want the same thing, right? So when you see a team, right, a major league team, and they do teamwork, and they work together to win the game, would you say, wow, there's such achdus there? It's not achdus. It could be there's achdus, but it's not. They want to win. Each guy on the team wants to win. They have a common cause. If it's a bunch of Yankees, they want the Yankees should win. So, yes, we work like a team. We work hand in glove. Of course. We want to win. Avada. Right? That, says Rabbi Yankiv, is Kalev Echad B'Ish Echad. We all have the same desire. In order for us to get what we want, we got to work together. We're not connected. We're selfish. I have my desire. You have your desire. The only way for both of us to get our desire is to work together. Say, okay, let's work together. So we're really working together, really, but separately. That was the Mitzrayim. They all wanted to get rid of Klal Yisrael. They were Vayirdoif Mitzrayim, Achav Bnei Yisrael, Zokt Rashi, Belev Echad. They had the same desire. Memeila, they became Kiyish Echad. Wasn't that they were Kiyish Echad. They weren't really one. They were Belev Echad. Once they were Belev Echad, once they all wanted to accomplish that feat, so they got together as a Yish Echad. That's a different world. That's Olam Acher. That was the Yisoid of Matan Torah, that we had to be Mamish Kiyish Echad. We had to be Mamish Kiyish Echad, Belev Echad. That was the Yisoid. That we're not uniting because I have a need and you have a need, and it works better for both of us if we do it together. It was the opposite. If we take this a step further, we can understand the whole idea of Kiyish Echad B'Lev Echad, why it was required by Matan Torah, with another Yisoid. It says in the Pasuk before Matan Torah, what does it say? It says, look in Parshas Yisrael, you'll see these words. When Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu what to tell Klal Yisrael, before Matan Torah, it says, right? What's Eila Advarim Asher Tadaber El Bnei Yisrael? Rashi says, what's Eila? Loi Pochois V'loi Yisrael. Just these words. So Hashem tells Moshe, don't add or take away from what I'm telling you. These are exact words you should tell Bnei Yisrael. What's the obvious question? Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the entire Torah. He never added one letter. He never added one word, Chas V'Shalom. All of a sudden, now Hashem has to tell him, Hey, Lad Vorm Asher Tadab Obnei Yisrael. It's like trashy. Loi Pachas V'Loi Yosef. What's going on? So I brought down a pshat that I heard many years ago. The pshat is like this. Chazal tell us that if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have been Mekabel the Torah, so what would have been? The whole world would have gone back to Toyo Vavoyo. The whole world would have gone back to what it was before creation. To nothingness. That means if Klal Yisrael weren't Mekabel the Torah, the Gan Zevelt would be Chor. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Shemayim V'Oretz are apostle to say Edis because they're Negev Beidus. Shemayim V'Oretz are going to come and say that we kept the Torah, they're apostle Edis because they're Negev Edis, because if we didn't keep the Torah, they can't survive. So imagine Moshe Rabbeinu, he's about to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. He's about to ask them if they want to accept the Torah. Right? We're about to say Nasa V'Nishma. And Moshe Rabbeinu knows that if we don't accept the Torah, the whole world is going to be Chorav. Everything is Chorav. But it's more than that. How many Oisis are in the Torah? Chazal told 600,000 Oisis. It's not quite, there's a whole cheshbon how it works out, but 600,000 Oisis. That means that the Torah requires every single Jew to accept the Torah. So Bianca used to say, if one Jew would have said, forget it, the whole world would have been Chorav. Not just Klal Yisrael, every Jew. The whole world was riding on every Jew's response. Imagine one guy goes, nah, it's all over. Imagine if one guy, one Yukul, Moshe comes down, he says, listen, this is the Torah, do you want to accept it? And Kimat Gans Klal Yisrael, there was one Yukul who went, eh, forget it. It's too intense. It's intense, the Torah. Too intense. The whole world will be Chalav. We need every single Jew. Zokt, Rabbi Yankiv, imagine the taiva Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai, you better accept this. If one of you just says, nah, it's over. But Hashem didn't tell him to say that. Hashem told him, V'yisim li mamlachas koinim, v'goy kodosh, you should tell them the beauty of the Torah. Eilat Vorim! Just this. Don't make it more scary. Moshe was dying to tell them, Rabbi Yisai, If one guy doesn't say Nazir and Ishma, we're done. That was because we already said Nasav and Ishma, Chazal say. If we wouldn't have said Nasav and Ishma, we wouldn't have been Zoyche to the Harker Gigas. It was only after all the Neshamas of Klai Yisrael said Nasav and Ishma, oh, the Adrab, that's the whole point. Once we said Nasav and Ishma, then we were in. Once we were in the game, we even got the mountain on top. So comes out, Rabbi say. Now we understand what Moshe's Cheshik would have been to tell Klai Yisrael, guys, but the irony is that not one person, Taka, said, nah. What's pshat? Not one person said, nah. Is it shaykh to say that out of 600,000 people to accept the Torah, there wasn't one person that said, it doesn't work out well for me. This doesn't work out well for me. It doesn't fit my program. I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for conservative. I'm looking for reformed. This program doesn't work for me. It's not shaykh. How is it? So this is why I want to add a word to what Rabbi Yankiv said. You could say that the pshat is that avada, there may have been one or two or five or mishpacha or shevet that thought, you know, I'd rather not, this is too much for me. I'll do daf yomi. No, this is too much. Right? I'll do an omid yomi. This is too much. They keep on narrowing it down. You know, some people do, there's a Mishnah Yemi, there's a Halacha Yemi. Right? It's good as long as you take something Yemi, it's good. But, you know. So Lamaisa, every Jew knew that even if it's not for them, if I don't accept it, I have to accept it for the Tzibur. Moshe came and he said, V'yitzim le'machas kerem v'gur kodesh. So we could say that the Ishechad b'leiv echad, that's how we was Eichad the Kabbalah Satarah. Because we all felt a responsibility for each other. We all felt an achrayus. See, even those of us that weren't holding there felt we have to do it for the tzibur. We have to do it for the cloud. And that's how we was zeich in the matan Torah. That's why the madrega of kishechad b'leiv echad is so chashiv. Because we needed that for matan Torah. We needed that madrega. For Matan Torah. This could also answer, I have to stop here, but this could also answer why in Parshas Bahar, this past Parsha, Pahar B'chukosai, we have the first Rashi. I'm sorry, Rashi says what? I'm back by Matan Torah. It says, Bahar Sinai, Zokt Rashi, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzal Sinai. For Zokt Rashi, Ma Shemitah Nemu Kol Hesem Protesem B'Sinai, I've called Nemu Kol Hesem Protesem B'Sinai. Right, just like Shemitah was said, so everybody asked Akasha. He didn't answer the question. You asked me, why was Shemitah isolated? So you tell me, well, Shemitah teaches me all the mitzvahs. Good, so why did we use Shemitah as that mitzvah? Why is Shemitah the mitzvah that's used to teach us about the whole Torah? We didn't answer the question. The question was, why did you isolate Shemitah? What's the answer to that question? But Lefi, what we said now, it's Miyushev. Because the whole way we were Zoycha the Sinai, the Har Sinai, was Ishecha B'Levech. And what do you say to Shemitah? Shemitah said, we're Gans Klais will become one. My Nechasim is your Nechasim. My property is your property. Everything is Hefka to the Klal. Where Klais will become Mamish Ki Ishechot. That is the Madrega of Sinai. That Dafka, this mitzvah is chosen. Because this is the mitzvah that has that Shpitz Madrega. So now we understand why Megillas Rus, which is the ultimate selflessness, is Davka the Megillah that we read before Shavuos because of this time. That's the time. To bring out this Madrega of Achdus, which was Shoira then by Klal Yisrael, and specifically by Rus, to Naomi, and Mikoyach Zeh, that's another reason. So we have David HaMelech, that's number one. Number two, the Madrega, it's a Megillah of Chesed. Okay.